Saturday, July 25th is a wonderful weekend day because this code is about rest. And we've had several of these codes in July, and finally we have one that coincides with a weekend day. So I would definitely take a weekend time to look within, to embrace your inner life, to do some spiritual work, and to help you take note of inspiration, and to let go of anxiety and insecurities by focusing on what you love and what you want to learn. So take some time alone or be with people who deeply inspire you, and just be with divine wisdom today. Allow inspiration to take hold. The moon is opposite Chiron, and that brings healing through love. So it's a wonderful time to start therapy if you feel called to do so, or to partake in massage or any kind of potent healing processes, energy that's calling you to just pay attention to any unresolved issues. Definitely don't be hard on yourself. Engage in gentleness and loving conversations. Your inner spirituality is awakening, and that is requiring your full attention at this time. Sunday, the 26th of July, is another beautiful day where we have the number 19, Prince of Heaven number, the sun, the light, activated. So that means new prosperity and leadership goals can be easily manifested, and you can set intentions in a way that really activates inner power and confidence and a strong initiative to forge ahead. So your original ideas translate into this big vision now. So take the lead. Both the number 8, which is what 26 reduces to, and the number 1, which is what 19 reduces to, are step up and own every part of your life numbers. So this is very much about taking your inner authority and focusing on bold action, and knowing that if you do so, you will definitely attract even more opportunities. The moon is square to Pluto today, and that helps you discover the importance of your intuition. It emotionally empowers you versus engaging in emotional power struggles. So you want to be very conscious and self-aware about how you're using your emotions and whether they are being aligned to the light or to the dark, right? So the greater your perception of energy is and your ability to read people and situations, the more you are in alignment with what is for everyone's highest good. And that's the direction, of course, we all want to move towards. So with Pluto in any case and the moon, you will feel more heightened emotions. And that emotional excitement is very strong. So you want to be patient, you want to breathe. And if you feel a reaction coming on, just focus on discovering something that will help you awaken internally. Read some poetry, listen to some music, take a walk in nature, instead of projecting it outwards, because this transit can bring a lot of deep discoveries. On Monday, the 27th, we have a code of letting go and a code of connection. So again, the triple 20-20-20 is activated because this date adds up to a 20 universal date. So there's a lot of intimacy, loving connections, peace, patience, inspiration, and it boosts your intuitive insights as well. So your sensitivity is heightened as you get brilliant inspirational ideas that really help you understand life and people on a deeper level. So you may discover perspectives that you haven't considered before, and that allows you to feel much more imaginative and creative. And so in the stars, we have a wonderful combination of events today, very, very potent day. Jupiter sextiles Neptune with both planets at 20 degrees. And remember, the universal date is 20 as well. So that's very potent with that number. The last time these two planets sextiles each other was just once in 2011. In 2020, they meet three times, and this is actually the second of three meetings, and it is one of the big themes of the year, which means spiritual awakening, allowing yourself to broaden who you are at soul level. But this means listening to your dreams, your visions, being infused with unconditional love And truly, the meaning of that word needs to be understood. So it's not conditional at all. It is not separation. It is inclusive. So this also means your dreams are coming true. And since Jupiter is in Capricorn for this sextile, the sign of career and leadership, you're expanding positively and spiritually in your chosen area of work. And that means you can experience rapid personal growth in all areas of life. So the more creative and joyful that you approach your day, the greater the positive outcomes. At the same time that Jupiter sextiles Neptune on the same day, Venus squares Jupiter. And that is the two benefics coming together in a square, which is very activating, usually causes tension. But because we're dealing with the two benefics, it actually heightens you to experience new loving emotional experiences, to be more sensitive when relating to your loved ones, to feel more generous, to feel a heightening of happiness and optimism. And if you feel bogged down by, you know, attending to bigger responsibilities, then just refocus on the positive impact that you can have. It's a wonderful transit for friendships, for taking part in fun, pleasurable events and festivities. And the only thing you have to guard against with this square is extravagant behavior or arrogance or negligence or too much of a good thing, you know, where you overdo it. So definitely focus on harmony, beautifying your life, and keep spending to a minimum. Also today on the 27th, Mercury squares Mars. I told you it was a big day. There's a lot going on in the heavens. So you want to guard against rushing into things or speaking out of turn or too hastily. This can bring an impatience and also making assumptions before understanding the whole picture. So you want to take really deep breaths before communicating your feelings and your thoughts, and use the heightened energy to focus on a creative project. So exercise is fantastic anytime Mars is in the picture, which Mars is very much in the picture for 6 months because it's in its own sign for that long due to a upcoming retrograde in Aries that will begin in September. So lots of focus on movement, physical movement it's really going to help you release that inner tension. So guard against communicating in any aggressive way. Like, just hold back, take a deep breath, go to the other room, throw a pillow, whatever you need to do, right? This is really an important time to not go into negotiations or making big decisions because you might overreact in some way. And if you feel anxious, Mars is encouraging you to exercise in a vigorous way, right? To release the tension. Then on Tuesday, the 28th of July, we have a code of truth and joy merged with new beginnings. So this is the day that your empty canvas, the new beginnings, is present, where you can create anything, where your imagination just takes the rein and the end result feels like a dream come true. So you want to manifest a fresh start today, and you want to do so in a highly original way. You want to express your uniqueness. You want to express what makes you so special. You want both alone time and social time today, and you want to share your vision and ideas in some capacity. If you have those new intentions that you're setting, they really stimulate your creative innovation and how to bring that innovation into reality. Smile into your day and explore your inner innovator and inner artist. Now, the moon trines Neptune today. This is so serene, so beautiful. It calms down the energy from yesterday. It's very affectionate, very sensitive, compassionate, loving, divine, feminine energy. And so you have a strong urge to be there for others, to forgive easily. You have the motivation to expand your impact and achieve your dreams and realize that in doing so, you're helping others. So focusing on your spiritual origins helps you to understand your destiny and helps you awaken your intuition, which is really expanded at this time. Then on the 29th of July, we have the 11th portal opening again, in this case into the Architect of Peace, Master Number 22, but we also have an 11 universal date. So that means two master numbers, 11-11, the portal, and 22 converge today. And that really takes your creativity to a high, which is always a lovely thing because when we are creative, we are in the present moment. And we also always need to remember how important it is to understand that we are, after all, creative beings. So unusual ideas can flood your mind at this time. They need to be heard, they need to be actualized, because you're mastering living in the present moment. This is what the 1111 portal represents. It unleashes profound intuitive insights that bring you into the present, where you are not worried about the future, you're not invested in the past, right? You're totally aware. And you're especially aware of everything that you're thinking about, that you're doing, saying, projecting. And that allows you to be in a place of growth and in a place of wisdom and awareness. So this is a wonderful day of profound growth and many, many blessings. Now, the moon trines Chiron today, so it helps you understand how your emotions can either support you or hinder you in your spiritual awakening. So this enhances healing, it enhances the feeling of people around you deeply today, so you're very connected to them energetically, and it also magnifies the compassion that you have for the needs of others. On Friday the 30th, we have a beautiful code of joy. The 30 has the zero, which is divine protection, and three is about creativity and exploration of your self-expression. And then 14 is the number of media. So it's a wonderful day to connect with others and to share in the joy, in the adventure, and to use language or music or art or dance in some way to create deep connections. So be very open to change today. It's a changeable day. There can be forward momentum, there can be a change of plans, excitement, exploration. It's very active energy. Now we have two transits today. We have Mercury opposite Jupiter and Mercury trine Neptune. So this is a big day of thinking through things. And because it's a 14 universal date in numerology, we have a wonderful juxtaposition of the mind being activated in a dynamic way. So this opposition to Jupiter with Mercury gives you a very positive mindset. Your thoughts are very optimistic. If you're over-optimistic, just hold that in check. Don't overestimate things as well, right? You need to keep that into balance. It is an opposition, so balance is key. And so your ideas and plans are being refined now. And that means you're listening to your intuition to create that refinement about the direction to take next, because it requires looking at the big picture and then coming down into the minutiae. So your ability to think through the concepts and engage in the big vision is really enhanced. And business transactions are favored as well. Now, Mercury trine Neptune is very much about enhancing the ability to channel and putting your ideas into actual words. So nonverbal communication is easier as your extrasensory gifts are heightened. So you're immersing yourself in activities that allow your mind to wander or allow you to actually be a channel, explore other realms, bring those through, trust the intuitive process, discover what a wonderful ally you have in source, in your guides. When you see the big picture, you can share your vision with others easily, because it's how you communicate that is very much changed. You're softening your tone. You're speaking from a place of love and caring. You have great empathy and compassion in how you're connecting with your voice. There is a sweetness to the quality of the communication, and that triggers tremendous healing and love, and it allows you to step in as a creator of healing. Really, really powerful stuff. So if you are somebody who is a writer, composer, musician, artist, dancer, this is a wonderful time also to extend love through that process. So you want to engage in activities that nourish your heart and soul. It's a wonderful time to dive into dreams, visions, obscure topics that are off the beaten path, and see the magic in the ingenuity. And then finally, we come to the final day of July the 31st. And this day is special because, first of all, 31 is the genius number, the number of thinking outside the box and allowing yourself to just explore galactically, to be the inventor. But today, the number 31 is merged with 15, which is the number of spiritual alchemy. It is so powerful, so positive, so uplifting, so loving, so abundant. And that means your communication will be filled with these ingenious approaches that are infused with love and alchemy. And so your inner genius creates abundance. Your inner genius creates love. And that innovation and compassion blend beautifully in this code. This is a day where love inspires breakthroughs. And those unexpected inspirations amplify your nurturing side. So you want to show devotion to your projects. You want to show devotion to the people in your life. You want to connect with loved ones. And know that the discipline that you have today, the ability to have plans and have a strategy and a map that you follow, this discipline allows you to plan and love at the same time. So that means the deep fulfillment that you receive is based both on the human capacity to create borders and step-by-step approach, as well as engage heart-to-heart. So enjoy this beautiful final day of July, and also know that the sun trines Chiron today to put a beautiful icing on the cake. Sun trine Chiron is incredibly healing, very creative energy. Your view of the universe and your life in it is very enhanced. You see yourself as a healer, and you're naturally aware of your inner power to change anything in your life, right? It really enhances your sense of purpose. It strengthens who you are, what your destiny is, your commitment to that destiny, and it allows you to respond to spiritual matters much more easily. Because you're keenly aware that service to others rather than service to self nourishes your soul and brings ultimate healing. What a lovely, lovely way to end the month of July. Such a powerful 11 universal month. The portal, the initiation, double new beginnings, living in the eternal present. So this month is a game changer month for so many reasons. It is incredibly invigorating, brings a lot of blessings, a lot of fresh starts, and a sense of vigor and connection to source that is eternal. So I hope you have an absolutely magnificent July, that you take this time to connect with who you are, your internal wonderful source of love and spirituality and caring for others and making sure that you leave every place that you go in a better vibrational space. So have a beautiful July, and I very much look forward to spending August with you on our next premium wealth forecast. We're getting closer and closer to the Mars retrograde that happens in September, and that's when things heat up in a big way. In August, we will start feeling that heat rise again. So it's going to be a very important forecast for all of us. So enjoy July and lots of love. Bye-bye for now.